The Russian invasion of Ukraine and Washington's response to the international crisis will be one of the central topics of President Biden's first State of the Union address tonight. It's an important speech for Biden, a chance to assure Congress and the American people that the State of the Union remains strong despite an array of challenges. Biden has to confront public anxiety over the economy and inflation, the pandemic, while hoping to jumpstart his stalled domestic agenda. To talk through all this, we're joined by Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So this speech seems like a bit of a balancing act for President Biden. By many measures, the country is in a better place than it was when he took office, but there's lots of anxiety out there about where things are going both internationally with the war in Ukraine and domestically. How should he approach this State of the Union speech?
He has to approach it with balance and with restraint. On domestic policy, it's a fine line between talking about things that have improved, the easing of the pandemic, strengths in the economy, such as low rates of unemployment, but at the same time, to be aware of the pain many Americans are feeling, including with the issue of prices. And it's the same overseas. He wants to be firm. He wants to talk about what the U.S. will do to contain and stop the threat from Russia without making this a story about the United States as opposed to a story about Putin, which keeps international consensus firm.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about how you think he should talk about Putin's aggression and the United States' response to this invasion of Ukraine. As terrible as this is, does this crisis offer Biden an opportunity to show himself as a leader on the world stage?
Absolutely. I think the world is looking for voices that can explain or at least preview how this might come to an end. Biden comes to the presidency with immense foreign policy experience, both as vice president and as the head of Senate Foreign Relations. And so this is an opportunity for him to do this well. And I think he might think a little bit about George H.W. Bush, who in a different moment tried to ease the world out of the Cold War carefully and cautiously, but with a firm hand.
Mm. And what should he avoid? I mean, what is sort of going too far and misplaying this hand that's been dealt to him?
The lesson from Bush was don't make this about the United States and don't elevate Putin. Don't make this about a global struggle between two systems as opposed to a tyrannical leader who is intent on territorial acquisition. And the more that he does that, the more that the world will remain pretty firm against what Putin is doing, and it makes it easier to isolate Russia as opposed to creating allies.
The speech is also an opportunity for the president to reset his domestic agenda, to make a case that what he's achieved and still wants to get done with voting rights, with the so-called social infrastructure, which is stalled in the Senate. How does he rally support for these initiatives, which seem to have fallen by the wayside to some extent?
I think it has to be connected with post-pandemic or endemic COVID, meaning talking about what the country is going to look like in the next few years and connecting these policies to a stronger, healthier, and robust society. And say that when dealing with prices, some of his policies are actually essential to containing them. When making us normal and functional again, these are the policies that we need to get us there. I think he has to stick to that major theme. That's how he was elected. And that's what Americans want him to solve.
Mm. And Julian, the economy, you mentioned, pretty good overall, but inflation is a problem. And a recent NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll showed that just 36% of people who responded approve of Biden's handling of the economy. It's something he doesn't have a whole lot of control over. In the sort of 20 seconds we have left, what does he need to say to people tonight about the economy?
He has to remind them what's good, and he has to explain how he will address the policies that are coming up in these polls, the problems such as prices. He can't ignore that, and he has to connect his agenda to containing those problems.
Well, lots on the president's agenda and lots of competing forces. He's going to talk about it tonight in his first State of the Union address. That's Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.